news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're going to wrap up our Sunrise interviews right now. And we thank Rob Center being our fabulous producer, going over and above all week long, trying to keep up with me. So we very, very much appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Father Kerry Walters is on the line. He's the founding priest and the pastor at the Holy Spirit American National Catholic Church in Lewisburg, and it's physically located in Montana. And he happens to be a retired professor of philosophy from Gettysburg College. Thank you for calling in this morning, Father. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. My pleasure to be with you.
I do appreciate that. Well, today is Good Friday. Review quickly just the critical significance of Good Friday to Christians in a typical year.
Well, in a typical year, Good Friday is the second day in what's known as the Triduum, the 3 days. Last night, churches around the world celebrated Holy Thursday. Some call it Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper and the institution of the Eucharist. And many of us also held a vigil until midnight to stay with the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. Today is the day in which the Lord was crucified. The traditional time has been around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so today is a day in which the entire earth shudders because God is slain.
All right, and we will not be able to observe any of our typical Good Friday services today. Tell me how that impacts you to know that you won't be able to gather and you won't be able to enjoy this solemn time.
It's been hard for all of the churches around the world, I suspect. This social distancing and the shuttering of the churches, at least until the worst of this pestilence is over. My congregation, like many congregations, have been trying to make do with live streaming. Before coronavirus, we offered Mass 5 times a week. Now we're down to about 2 times a week via live streaming, but we're getting by. You know, in a certain way, though, Mark, it seems to me that this coronavirus pandemic really has, in a certain kind of way, enriched the Lenten experience for a lot of us, because it's forced us, simply by virtue of the social distancing, to really reflect more deeply upon who we are and what we want out of life and what might be missing in our lives. And for those of us who are people of faith, those are always important questions, but they're particularly important during Lent. So I think that the coronavirus has really taken us into the wilderness with the Lord, and the desolation that is kind of pro formally experienced on Good Friday with the death of the Lord may well be a genuine desolation today. And that can only be to the good, because that kind of a depth of feeling is exactly the sort of thing that can lead people to closer relationships with God.
So this is some kind of a Lenten morose that involves giving up our corporate worship. You're saying this pestilence, to use your word again, will enrich our faith, if we let it, if we dig into it.
I think that's absolutely right. We have to let it. And I certainly don't want to make light of what's going on, because there are just too many people, as you know, suffering and dying from this horrible virus. But it seems to me that if we open ourselves to the opportunity that it can give us to come to a deeper understanding of who we are and a deeper understanding of our relationship with God, that Lent can be enriched by it. And I guess I would say one other thing about that as well. The self-reflection and the greater intimacy with God that this pandemic may be offering us, I think also helps us to look forward to the future. I hope that we don't return to quote-unquote normal times after the pandemic ends, because there was a lot in normal times that simply wasn't very good. There were injustices across the world. We were ravaged with greed and arrogance. We didn't care for the health of the globe itself. And I hope now that after we've suffered through what we've been suffering through, we'll have a different set of values. We'll look at ourselves and God a little bit differently, a little bit better.
Well, this surviving tough times is a cyclical theme in the Old and the New Testament.
It absolutely is. It certainly is. I mean, the Old Testament, for example, speaks of God testing God's people, or God smiting, to use an old-fashioned word, God's people when the covenant has been broken or when the covenant has been dishonored. I don't think that the pandemic is a consequence of God's wrath. I don't think God has inflicted it upon us. Don't think God is punishing us. But I think that God is offering us an opportunity to reflect on where we may have gone wrong and how we can do better in the future.
Is this an opportunity for us to enjoy the quiet that has been imposed on us and get more prayer and meditation in and more thoughtful, maybe some more study?
I hope so. I hope it is. I think all of us who are people of faith recognize how important silence and solitude can be. I mean, I think we are social creatures. We're made to be in communion with one another and with God. But I think that we also need moments of silence and solitude in order to listen to the still small voice of God. And the enforced solitude and silence that many of us are experiencing now may be a welcome respite from the normal hurly-burly noisiness of our lives.
As I lament the fact that I won't be able to participate in a Good Friday vigil today at our church, one of our commenters on Facebook says, well, God's with me all the time. I don't need an organized church. I don't need a building. I don't need a pastor. In what way are we always drawn to a corporate worship, a together worship? How does that enrich us?
I appreciate the person who made that comment is saying, but I have to tell you, I think he or she is just dead wrong. We are people who are called to live in communion with one another and with God, and to not be able to do that, to presume that one can be a Christian on one's own, is simply to violate that very fundamental truth about not only Christianity, but all three religions of the book, Judaism and Islam as well. Whenever we're with other people, the Lord tells us, we are with Him. Whenever we gaze into the face of another person, if we know how to look correctly, we see the face of Christ. One of my favorite poets is the 19th century Jesuit, Jared Manley Hopkins, and he's got a poem in which he so beautifully says that, quote, Christ plays in 10,000 places, unquote. Christ is in the faces of everyone we see if we open ourselves to His presence. So I don't think that we can be solitary Christians. I don't think that we can be Christian on our own without communion with others.
My daughter used to tell me on those rare occasions that I would say no to her about something, whether barring the car or whatever, she would say, oh, now I see who you really are. Well, is this pandemic in some way sort of giving society an X-ray? We see who we really are.
I hope it is. I hope it is, because if it isn't, oh my goodness, what has the point been? If all that happens is that a great deal of suffering occurs, and then when the thing is over, we go back to being the same old people who we were, the same old societies and cultures which we were, what's been the purpose? What's been the point?
I'll give you, we have another moment left, so please, an additional remark. Maybe, I'm certain there's many important things I haven't asked you about. Please, an additional comment.
I guess the only thing that I would say to people right now is live with the suffering and live with the despair that we associate with Good Friday. Let it seep into your bones. Let yourself experience what it's like to be in a godless universe. And try not to jump ahead to the resurrection. Try not to jump ahead to Easter Sunday, because in the depth of the suffering, in the depth of the loneliness and desolation, we can hear God's still small voice.
Yeah, Holy Spirit's whispering away like crazy lately and helping a lot of people. I can get more information about your Holy Spirit moments at ancclewisburgpa.org, your website, and on Facebook. Do you have a link there on the Facebook page?
We do. You can simply get to us by Facebooking Holy Spirit Parish.
All right, Holy Spirit Parish. Remember that on Facebook. And then American National, or Holy Spirit American National Catholic Church in Lewisburg is the parish. Thank you so much, Father Kerry Walters. Very much, always enriching, and glad to talk to you.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Father Kerry Walters, he's the founding priest and pastor of the Holy Spirit American National Catholic Church in Lewisburg, retired professor of philosophy from Gettysburg College, ANCCLewisburg, PA.org.